This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
The member for Mount Gambier, Troy Bell, joins me on the line for a chat. Troy, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. Good morning, listeners.
Now, mate, your social media went wild during the course of the week. You put up a post about a couple of Year 6 students from Reedy Park Primary School. What was going on?
Yeah, well, Riley and Deegan from Reedy Park Primary School wrote to me with an initiative that they had come up with to help recycle glass within schools. And I thought it was a great idea and one of those things that you could easily write back and say, you know, great idea, and we'll look into it. But I thought I was in Parliament that week, and I thought, oh, I'll go and see David Spears, who's the Environment Minister, and just sit down with David and have a chat about, it's not a lot of money to put these purple bins in schools, and we could start as a trial at Reedy Park and see how it goes. And David Spears really liked the idea, and I guess it's one of those things that when it comes from primary school students, you want to do everything you can to encourage them to engage with democracy, engage with their local member and parliament. So, Doug, so why don't we do a quick little video, and I'll commit to coming and visiting Riley and Deegan when I'm in Mount Gambier. So we put a quick clip together and sent it back to the school, and that's pretty much as far as I thought that it would go in terms of promotion. And the kids liked it, the school liked it, and Denise from my office said, well, we'll whack it up on Facebook as well, and one of those things, it just took off. So, it was really good to, highlight that our primary school kids and the young people in our region really are great kids and will contribute well to our community going forward. And I guess my job to help empower that message and see our young leaders coming through from the next generation.
Absolutely. Now, mate, great news yesterday, by the way. Border restrictions done and dusted.
Yes. I can tell you our office workload probably dropped by about 50% yesterday. So it's been a hell of a year and, very frustrating at times where announcements were being made on TV or on radio, and my office was hearing it at the same time as everybody else, and yet the phones would ring straight away with very good questions and people wanting to do the right thing, but not having enough information to know if what they were doing was the right thing. And very, very frustrating year in terms of lack of communication. The minister's offices were good. Quite honestly, they were hearing it for the first time as it was on TV or radio as well, so they were scrambling to catch up. And now the borders are down, we still need to be vigilant, and I guess that's the message we want to try and get out there, is we don't want COVID-19 cases in our region, and the way that we're going to be able to do that is use that COVID app where you QR code at restaurants and everywhere you go. And, of course, keep up the hygiene, and hopefully this will be the new normal for a period of time.
Now, mate, do you have a highlight of 2020, or is it just a year that we'd all rather forget?
Oh, there's a lot that happened during the year. I guess probably the biggest highlight, and it just happened a couple of weeks ago, maybe it's just fresh in my memory, that we had so many businesses basically on their knees, and I don't think people realised in the hospitality sector, just how tough they were doing it with these restrictions of one person per 4 square metres. And I still worry about a few businesses might not survive after the Christmas break. And I'd been pushing to have that change to one per 2 square metres, particularly in our region where we hadn't had a COVID case since, April this year. And really worked on it, and then lost the plot a little bit. And the government, that was on a Wednesday, and by the Friday, the government had changed the restrictions back to one per 2 square metres. And so many businesses now have a chance of surviving, and a lot of families and you know, people's income are relying on that. So I think that was probably one of the highlights for me, for sure.
So, mate, we're leading up to Chrissy. What's on the cards for you, my friend?
I've got two more days, today and tomorrow, in Adelaide, and then pull up stumps for about 2 weeks. So we head up to Port Hughes with a group of family friends that we've been doing that for years. So a bit of fishing, a bit of whiting back just before Christmas, and just potter around the house and get ready for next year.
Well, mate, in all seriousness, it's been a huge year, and you guys have been absolute troopers in being on the radio every time something's changed in regards to COVID-19. Thank you so much for the year that has been, and we'll try and catch up in the new year. May 2021 be a whole lot better than 2020.
Thank you, Ewan, and for all those listening, be safe on the roads. You know, it's a crazy time, and, you know, often it's not your fault, so just be aware of other drivers as well. So have a great Christmas, and see you in the new year.
Done. Have a great day, mate. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Ewan. Bye.
Ewan for Breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M, and always online at triplem.com.au.